Baking powder and baking soda have distinctly different chemistries, but there are times you can use them interchangeably. Some kitchen advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is smaller than a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Experience the life-changing freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. To receive your risk-free 10-night trial, call now, 1-800-719-2336. Again, that's 1-800-719-2336. 1-800-719-2336.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Singer Mary J. Blige has a birthday, and Alexander Hamilton was born in 1755. Nothing warms up a winter day like a batch of muffins or bread fresh from the oven. If you're not sure if your baking powder is up to snuff, here's how to test it. Drop a tablespoon in a glass of hot water. If it doesn't produce a good amount of bubbles, it's probably too old to work well. Test baking soda by mixing with vinegar. Fizzy bubbles means it hasn't lost its punch. And here's a rule of thumb for substituting baking soda for baking powder. Reduce the amount by 3/4 and combine with something acidic. Lemon juice, yogurt, or buttermilk will do just fine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more kitchen advice online at almanac.com.